Hello?
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in Glenwood Springs area about, you know, taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed in the decision to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. And in your opinion, is Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat possible. Okay, and how would you rate the overall quality of conditions, you know, of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. All right, so in which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The other one said the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are needing more repairs. And the other one says no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition. Now, the first one, second or third?
Second.
The second one, okay. All right, sir, and how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by the local, by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat, you know, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right.
About right. All right. All right, sir, as you may know, as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for the street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options, okay? Option one says, we'll vote yes or no to renew the one-half-cent sales tax and add an additional one-half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide, you know, funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the streets when, you know, a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you say vote yes or vote no on that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so in option two, you know, would you vote yes or no to renew the the half-cent sales tax and add an additional one-fourth cent to a total of three-fourths of a cent, three-quarters, to provide, you know, funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repair and for the next 20 years. Would that be vote yes or vote no?
No.
Okay, no on that one for three-quarters? Okay. All right, sir, and option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the half a cent sales tax for 20 years that, you know, fund city street and road maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, next, do you agree or disagree with each, with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax, you know, increase ballot issue this city puts forth this November, it might take, might make, you know, taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised, you know, or without wasting it. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Agree. Okay. All right, sir, and lastly, we're almost done with this survey. I only have a few statements that supporters of this local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Okay, please rate us a very persuasive reason to vote yes and on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason or not persuasive at all. Okay, here's the first one. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-resident who make, you know, purchases here. We get enough road and street and outsiders who use them, you know, contribute. Would you say that's very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all, or, you know, to vote yes?
Yes.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay. All right. And the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under, you know, the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewage pipes underneath, some of, you know, which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very.
Very, okay. 100% of the money raised by this street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very.
Okay. Voting yes to the to increase the sales tax above, you know, its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety for walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. The city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to contribute, to continue doing this needed work. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very.
Okay. All right. And Glenwood Springs weather is, you know, tough on roads. So we can, you know, we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very.
Okay. All right. Unless, you know, the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is a very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. And, okay, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewage pipes will be shifted away from these homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Very persuasive, somewhat, not persuasive.
Very.
Okay. All right. And since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up, you know, significantly, since voters last approved 1.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very persuasive reason, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Very.
Okay, and the last one says, voting yes for this full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of the street and, you know, the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than it is currently necessary. So very, very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Someone persuasive. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And having heard all this information on both sides, okay, how would you vote yes or no on the each of the following options? Option one, to renew the one, you know, the 0.5% sales tax and add an additional 0.5% for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay all the street and road maintenance and surface, you know, surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes, and, you know, under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And option two, to renew the 0.5% sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total, you know, 3/4 cent, 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of, you know, replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and option three, to continue the 0.5% sales tax for 20 years, the fund city streets and road maintenance. Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against the future sales tax revenue to get the money up front to speed up the road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, so what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
All right, thank you. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more than 30 years?
0 to 5.
0 to 5, okay. All right, and do you own or rent your current place of residence, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.